Blog Talk Radio.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, but he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro said, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick." He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away. Let's escape. Let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, "I'm the only Negro out here." "I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro." And if someone come to you right now and say, "Let's separate," you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. "What you mean separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa." That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro. The field Negro, those were the masses. There was always more Negroes in the field then there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We're coming to you from Stockton, California this afternoon. The air date of this episode is December 8th, 2019. Tonight's show is called, or I should say today's show, is called Blog Talk Rumble. This is a continuation of a discussion on another podcast in which I participated yesterday. And the host of the other podcast has been invited to come here to continue the discussion on the brutalization of the transatlantic slave trade here in the United States. And we are requesting all RBGs, pro-black, and the whole melanated community to participate in this episode. This episode is uncensored but respectful, and please call in with your input, comments, questions, and concerns. And this is for those of 18 years of age and over. And I definitely want to bring in the lion roaring, the one and only Mr. Mandela Khan. How you doing, Mr. Mandela Khan?
Everything's on course, General, and yourself?
Oh, yes, sir. I guess I'll live for an old cat, man, you know what I'm saying? But as they say, I woke up this morning, so I guess it's a blessing. And also, too, we have another caller here out of the 203 area code with the last 46710. And before we bring him on, Mandela Khan, just give us a breakdown of yesterday's podcast in which we were on. It did turn into a shouting match. And also, most definitely, sir, relate the power of the matriarch.
Much love, much respect to each and every one of you. We participate from the Matriarch Network, the Pan-African Intelligence Network, along with the Red, Black, and Green, and Class Action 567. We participate in many Block Talk radios. However, we have one special one called Understand the Times We're Living Today, by the host, Joe Gibson, a Confederate flag supporter, and also he has a lot of red, white, and blue supporters. Many of them are Closet Klux Klan, Ku Klux Klan, what have you. Many of them claim the Bible in the country, and one passage, they'll quote scripture or talk about the country and such and such, 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 and the word nigger, bitch, monkey will come out these gorgos, these beasts, these cretins' mouths. But see, right, Here's where we are. We draw a line in the sand with the red, black, and green. We speak truth to power.
Yes, sir.
Pardon me. And you have to understand that the truth is stranger than fiction. And there's going to be a fight back. But however, on behalf of the people's revolution, we remind the people what they forgot or what they don't want to recognize, and that this country was founded in Genesis on a revolution, and it will end in a revolution. So last night's really program was a vicious attack against my person, me personally, and it was like jackals and hyenas, one snipping at my heels, the other grabbed me by the knee, and another one grabbed me by the hip, and it was the host, Joe Gibson, wanting to grab me by the throat by leading the charge. Now, here's a guy that's supposed to be leading a podcast, you know, open-minded, and I call him my partner in time, you see. So when I came in 3 years ago, that was after 7 years of Tyrone, I call him Pinocchio Thompson of Talk Real Solutions, which really is talk real shitty. But the fact of the matter is they know. All of them know. So what happens is that oftentimes they'll be like gangbangers and gang up on me personally because their attempt to block, tackle, and fumble the evolving with growth and development and the elevation of ascension by people recognizing the truth when they hear it. So I don't have no problem with it because I'm not a thin-skinned person. I put so much out there that, you know, I can take it. You know, in other words, I used the old adage of our grandmothers, and sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But I do say this, and I put a qualifier out there. If you can't take it, don't dish it. But if you dish it, you goddamn sure gonna get it. Now, they claim to be a Christian program,
yes,
but when it comes out to calling black women bitches, when it comes out to calling the niggas and monkeys and stuff, I mean, they're like I say, they'll read off one passage and then come out with that. So I get low, and I tell them, here's my other disclaimer. If you go low on me,
yes, sir,
I'm going to go lower. But if you go lower, I'm going to go underground and give you the verbal African ass whipping that you so desperately deserve. So this is where we
yes,
are.
Sir.
And tonight is supposed to be part two, 7 p.m. And for those just listening, you can take this number down, 657-383-0616, and have all your people that you can come in. That's 657 383-0616. That's 7 p.m. East Coast time for part two. And I can hold my own. So, you know, I don't need no cheerleaders or no. What I need is people to stand up and fight for what's right. And if you hear something wrong, push one and get your ass in there and kick some ass. Because, see, I like to be a diplomat. I like to come cool, calm, and collected.
Right.
But if you come at me, I'm going to bite your goddamn head off. So the fact of the matter is that we're on course for something spectacular, General.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to bring in area code 203-6710. Okay, you're on the air here, ma'am, and calling in from Connecticut. And how are you doing today?
Oh,
what is
that's the high priestess right there, Unique Belazaire. Yes.
Okay, you're on the air, sister.
Hello, I'm say hi to everybody that's listening to the show, that also been with Mandela Kai and fighting on behalf of our people.
Yes,
it's been a long time we've been fighting for our freedom, and we've been ignoring far too long.
Yes.
And from Haiti, and things is different here, but at the same time, we find ourselves in a situation as one, and we need to stand together. That's the only way we can fight everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
One people can do it. Two people can do it. We have to unite.
Absolutely.
And we need to stop. Our words, it's so powerful. Although we're using our words in the wrong way, and we're punishing ourselves. We're fighting Mandela Kai. I love you. I have so much respect for you. And I feel bad for people that we don't understand. We're living our life like going every day like nothing is wrong, when everything is wrong. We as a people, it's not how we're supposed to be. But again, we create the problem for ourselves for that one reason, because we don't stand together. We have different organizations want to be the one who break the cycle. And the only way the cycle could break, and they all know it, the KKK, the opposition, they all know it. The only way that we can take over power, if we united, and they make it impossible for us. And we know that, and we've been ignoring it far too long. If it's not like people like Mandela Kai, the show that we're fighting, even though we're teaching our people, we're telling them the problem. 10, 20, 40, 50 years from now, where we're going to be? Because we all lay back waiting for a miracle to happen. And the miracle is already there. It's us that not standing up to it.
Yes.
And we need our people more than ever, because we're going down little by little. They're destroying us, and we're sitting, we're accepting it. I'm not asking to go on the street to have a war. That's not what I'm asking. But we have a lot of big organization. We can do so much better. I'm looking at our people going down. They're so innocent, and they don't even know what's going on. And they have so much fear to stand up for themselves, because most of our leaders who say that they're fighting for us, is just words with no action.
Right.
We need to reach out. We need to reach out to our people. Even though with the radio, I see we have our people in the street talking, and we again bad-mouthing them. And Mandela Kai, another one, has been fighting for us. And you find the same people who are sitting in the same chair say that they're fighting for us. Again, is laughing at him. It's making fun, and it's not fun. I will hate to see it's when we really can't really turn back the clock. That's when we're going to realize what Mandela Kai was trying to do.
Right.
We need to unite it. We need to come together. The fight is not
only for
Mandela Kai. Mandela Kai alone cannot do it. The radio station alone cannot do it. We need the people, our people that's out there, we're losing them. And not only in America. It's all over the world where we have black people. We're living a miserable life. And they have to they're keeping you like that because that's the only way they can control you.
Absolutely.
Your spirit that's in our body. We can do wonder. We can do miracle. But most of us don't know how to act.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And then also, too, but what I want to emphasize is because when we were on this podcast yesterday, I listened to the playback of it, Mandela Khan, and after I hung up, they called me a race hustler. They called me, a couple of notes I got here. They called me a race hustler, playing the race card all well. And we was talking about the issues of reparations, which I'm a severe advocate for. Oh, well, nobody was alive today, around that time that benefited. But the thing is that has to be looked at here is that the slave market itself generated wealth. Then the commodities and markets and services that generated wealth off of the slave market and the banking institutions that generated revenue off of those markets. And then the other markets that generated revenue off of the other markets, which is the power of the parlay, such as a lot of our great black inventors and innovators had a lot of their knowledge stolen from them with the patents, like with Carter G. Woodson, and also too, Garrett Morgan, who brought up the stoplight and what have you. And then there was one brother that dropped so much knowledge on one of our previous programs that he gave us a list of all the great black inventors. Now, keep in mind, when a lot of our people were brought here, via the slave ships, okay, a lot of them did have knowledge. And also, too, Mandela Khan, this is why, I invited you to come on, and I always enjoy having you with the knowledge that you drop about the power of the matriarch, where you had stated, sir, is that we had came here thousands of years before some drunken savage by the name of Columbus had, quote-unquote, discovered America. And my question is on that, how are you going to say you discovered something when somebody was already standing there on the shore? And then, of course, the great knowledges that our people have developed and came across, from the University of Sankore there in Timbuktu, from the great universities that we did have up there in Kemet. And then, of course, then you had these Europeans come there, like from Greece and Rome, and claiming all the knowledge as their own. And then, as I stated on the show there, Mandela Khan, as you had pointed out, where you and I have spoke off air, that I spoke about of how it was the white woman's desire of the black man of why you had that there on the plantation system. But they didn't want to come to terms with that, so that turned into a bunch of name calling and what have you. And we're not going to have this here on our podcast. This is going to be respectful. And then I see that they did not accept the challenge. Okay, so that tells me something right there. It's because I did invite them to call in. They know they would have gotten smooth roasted and what have you. But the beauty of it is we're going to be doing another podcast later on today called Eat to Live. We're going to have another dynamic guest on. And definitely look to my posts. I'm going to produce the episode as soon as this one is over. Okay, but however,
But the thing is, though, Mandela Khan, you do have the roar of the lion. You have a lot of great knowledge, brother. And I know as well as you know that the rest of us know is that when you set out here on this path, you see, to drop this knowledge, you got to prepare yourself for the simple fact is you're going to have a whole lot of people coming to you with venom. You're going to have a whole lot of people coming to you, yelling at you, just blowing off steam, stating no facts, keeping with preconceived notions. And then also, too, Mandela Khan, one of those SOBs, had made the statement that the reason why they had castrated black males on the plantation system was to prevent, quote unquote, the spread of disease. The spread of disease. And yeah. So that just goes to show where their mindset is. Also, too, I see a couple of callers here at the 253 area code and also to the 804 area code. Feel free to join in the conversation and just simply press one, and we'd be more than happy to have you on the air. And today's episode is Blog Talk Rumble. We're looking for the host of the podcast yesterday that you had mentioned, Mandela Khan, and so far we don't see him. And if he's out there, all he's got to do is just press one, and we'd be more than happy to have him on the show. And they will be regulated, just because I'm not going to have all this screaming and yelling and ignorance on this podcast. Now, I do understand is that at times I do make statements that are factual. Sometimes I do get into shouting matches with people on their podcast, particularly the garbage and the insults that they were regurgitating. No, all people are not the same. It's like I told that Joe Gibson guy one time on his show, is that he says, well, you know, we're all the same guy and we bleed red and all that. And like I said to him, let's go to Palm Springs, California, say in about 6 months, and I will show you exactly of how we are not the same, because the sun loves us. That's why melanin comes from there, to Mandela Khan. So definitely, Mandela Khan, please drop some more knowledge, sir, in regard to the power of the matriarch. And I got off into a shouting match, you know, with those guys yesterday, which I did not want to do, but however, their ignorance, you see, it's just that, is their ignorance, you know, good old boys, hillbillies, and what have you. And then Sister Bella here from Connecticut was talking about Haiti. Now, let's look at the great history of what the people in Haiti did, you know, the Overture, Dessalines, and what have you. They got tired of being brutalized, so simply what they did was is that they went on there and returned the force. And then quite naturally, of course, I believe it was Napoleon at the time that was running France at the time, that cut off all aid to Haiti, that they got Haiti, you know, pretty much oppressed. The United States of America, from what I understand and research that I've done, that Thomas Jefferson in his State of the Union address had called upon banning the importation of African slaves off of the ships, because his reasoning was is that, you see, they were born free and that they're rebellious. But the ones that we have already right here with the Willie Lynch Doctrine, we already have them demasculated, emasculated, and then, of course, they started to buck breaking the principles, not so much in the United States, but in Haiti, Cuba, and various places as well, too, where our people were kidnapped and brutalized from. Okay, Mandela Khan, yeah, come on with it and drop knowledge.
Let me just quickly mention two places. Black Hawk Down, Somali man, over on the continent. White power,
yes, sir,
still resents the resistance, and they are punishing the continent because of the resistance of the great Somali people. Equally as important,
yes,
is,
sir,
the Haitian Revolution, which is an extension of,
yes, sir,
the Americas, period. And Haiti is being punished by worldwide white power for defeating the illegal alien, European invader immigrants. And I like people to use those words, because if you look at it, they use these words, I'm talking about the Europeans, they'll use words like immigration, illegal aliens, such and such and what have you. When only,
yes,
on the planet, the only people who has trespassed on the holy lands, notice I didn't say holy land, like most people want to identify the holy land as somewhere over there. The holy land is wherever we was. And we were here before Christopher Columbus or Amerigo Vespucci, who discovered nothing. That's first and foremost. And secondly, the Haitian Revolution was so unique that when you look at the so-called Louisiana Purchase and so forth, but then the French Quarter, Mardi Gras, and what have you, this was the reason why they fabricated this hurricane and then treated the indigenous people of Voodoo, the voodoo capital of the United States of America, was Haiti, was New Orleans. So what they did, and if you go back and look at any of the natural disasters that happened in this country all throughout the history of the United States of America under Uncle Scam, you'll see that the people in New Orleans were treated like ruffians, renegades, and criminals. And the same day of the so-called hurricane where they blew up the levees and made this catastrophe, they had big buses and vans and were taking people by the thousands and displacing them in their own homeland of New Orleans. Now, what is that? That's a war crime. That's an atrocity. That's cruel and unusual punishment. An exact specific crimes against women and children, so appalling, so offensive and reprehensible that today we find many of our people missing because they need these melanin, this heart, kidneys, liver, pineal glands,
yes,
call them organ donors, understand. Now, let me just put this on the table. Things are changing. I mean, it is so magnificent that people are trying to hide behind their history of lies. History, the only good thing about the good old days, the last second, the last 1,000 years, is that it's dead and gone, and you cannot capture it. The thing now is now to the future, her story. So not a mandate, it's a woman date. Her story is now to the future. And what we have here is that most people over 40, they can identify with the symbol of the cross. In hoc signo vince, in this sign we conquer. The cross is nothing but a defeatist tool to use war, rape, and pillaging and plundering. That's what the cross represents, given to the people by religion from the Pope and the Roman Catholic Church. Now, what we have under 40, if you go in social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, you'll see this symbol called the Ankh. The symbol of the Ankh across the planet is defeating the cross. Now, the symbol of the Ankh represents the dance with fertility, the symbol of life, the symbol of the uterus, the symbol of Mother Universe. So what we have is a competing interest of live and let live, the Ankh, versus kill or be killed, the cross. And you hear the young people saying things that the elderly people never say, something like, Afidi Hodie, Namaste, Hotep, and Amshe. Now, even though they may not all understand what they're getting into, they are remembering what the elderly forgot or what the elderly refused to recognize under that cross, under the star and the crescent, you know, Islam, under Hebrew Israelite, under Moorism, and so forth and what have you. That's religious fanaticism. So we're here to finish the bloodless Haitian Revolution, and it's a worldwide phenomenon, and there's nothing they can do under Class Action 567, which returned the motherlands back into the hands of the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. And we are going to be victorious, without a doubt.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then also, too, let me just say here, I've unmuted the mics. Okay, also, too, I unmuted. We got two callers or listeners from area code 253 and one from 804. And then also, too, I've unmuted the mics on them, and they can feel free to join in the conversation as well, too, with their input as well, too. Okay, if you have anything there to add to our conversation out of 253 or 804, please chime on in. Your mic is unmuted.
Chérie, comment est? Excusez-moi. Oui.
Non, OK, 253.
I'm not so sure they heard your expression.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Okay, 253 and 804, your mic's unmuted. Feel free to join in the conversation.
Harriet?
Okay, I'm here, sir. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, well, anyway, we're just going to continue the conversation there, Mandela Khan. And please drop some more knowledge on there as well, too. And once again, like I said, so those who are invited to come here on this podcast, on the Blog Talk Rumble, you know, I see that they did not show up, which is fine, which is great. Okay, and then also, too, I want to give a shout-out there to New Black Knowledge, also to Do the Knowledge Radio, Black I Stand, Mile High News, and then, of course, all those that support Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay, now, Mandela Khan, when you say the power of the matriarch, okay, could you elaborate that more on that there, sir? And I do recall in some of our conversations you were speaking about matriarch in relation to Mother Earth.
Well, the real stolen legacy is not black versus white. It's about wrong versus right. And from history,
okay,
because the man is, has these muscles, you know, he can work out and, you know, he can have Atlas and lift up the world. He got the whole world in his hands. That was where the brainwashing and the magic happened, of the blood cult of white power. He was never supposed to take control of Mother Earth, whoever he was, whether it was Shaka, Hannibal, or me. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Mother Universe, Mother Universe, and Mother Africa was always, in order for peace and tranquility to be on the Earth, was always the commodities, was always supposed to be in the hands of the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. And that's what white power knows.
Okay.
So they had to first come at the whole village. You know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. But when you got a crazy-ass village, no one is going to be guaranteed from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, UK, University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo to be raised properly. That's why you can see the worldwide calamity of genocide, atrocities, and war crimes against the people, because they have accepted religion. Religion is worse than crack, heroin, and amphetamines and Percocets. Because when you have pharmaceuticals and drugs when you're under, you know you need help. You know that you're a little sick and you're mentally something's wrong. But when you got religion, you honestly think you're getting some spiritual nourishment when really you're getting nothing but mental illness and mind control under MK Ultra to make you think that there is something that you cannot see, touch, taste, smell, or hear that you are going to be waiting on when really, as our high priestess Malik just spoke earlier, that said that we must come together. See, it, together we stand, divided we all fall. And what we have right now is division of a thousand tribes in one people. That is why we're recalling the total matriarch and putting it under the red, black, and green and class action 567. As I told them beasts, them gorgons, them cretins yesterday, that we don't care what flag you fly for, the Haitian flag, the Puerto Rican flag, the Jamaican flag, or the Irish, the German, the English, you can fly your flag, but it must fly under the red, black, and green, never over. Under is what we will accept on this revolution if you're going to join the people's revolution. But you will not be overriding, vetoing our birthright that you stole her legacy. And the only thing you did was to hit it, put it in that skin, you put it in the idol. You could not abolish it because now we are remembering and we're recalling the birthrights under the matriarch, which is the mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers. And we don't give a damn if she's a crack mother, a stripper, or a prostitute. All of our women is to regain their proper authority and administration over Mother Earth, because even me was not and cannot call the day the earth stands still and we bear witness to justice. So we're organizing the people in place on social media. We're organizing until we get 11 million people. And once we get 11 million, we're going to authorize 100 million surround these capitals of injustice and arrest these no good bastards for perjury, sedition, insubordination, and treason, for genocide, for war crimes, cruel and unusual punishment, and things that we can see going down. So we cannot become Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller, and Jose Feliciano. We have eyes, we can see. Now we must take action, but it comes with total, unprincipled unity, and that's our political stance, that's our spiritual stance, and that will be our physical military stance, where we ain't going to have to lift a finger Just like in the Haitian Revolution, most people think that it was overturned with weapons. There were some instruments used, yes, yes, but it was the spiritual divinity of unity. They can't kill and jail us all. They don't have no weapons. If they shoot every atomic bomb that they have now, guess who's going to be here to repopulate the Earth? Somebody like Malik Belazaire and Mandela Khan going to be here to repopulate the Earth once again. The Earth was never given hands to man to where he could control and destroy. He has no power to destroy us because we are 666 mm-hmm. protons, neutrons, electrons, the original carbon DNA, and there's nothing they can do. We like MC Hammer, can't touch this, and we too legit to quit. Take your place, moms. So this is what we are demanding from the Pan-African Intelligence Network. This is not a request. This is a revolutionary demand for the mothers to save their families, and they must work together to organize us together and make the day, they say the day, not John. John Song was telling people
right.
that they're going to authorize the Second Amendment that means their right to bear arms, and then they're on November mm-hmm. second next year that they're going to do what I said. They stole my legacy, and now they're going to put it into their bullshit of arming
mm-hmm.
to go and march on the capitals. I told Joe
mm-hmm.
and John, we are not going
right.
to follow that garbage. You understand? You're not going to lead
That's
my
right.
people off the slaughter,
right?
Right. So the fact of the matter
yeah.
is, Joe and John, you already knew about the marching orders from the Pan-African Intelligence Network of the Matriarch. Now all of a sudden, John, you're Jekyll because Joe is Heckle. Heckle and Jekyll, y'all
right.
Long Ranger and Tano, you're Batman and Robin coming in interfering with the People's
mm-hmm.
Revolution and then stole the legacy that I've been put forth for your program for 3 years. Now all of a sudden, you're going to say on November 20th, 2020, and that's the most backwards time because it's going to be cold. And then it's also in an election year when most people are so
right.
mentally ill, they're thinking about voting some local criminal, some municipal criminal, or some national criminal in the office. And then you take it to look for this. Ethiopia just put the first conquering lioness on the throne of Ethiopia, the conquering lioness. Her name is Sele Work Zweedy. Everybody look it up. Sele Work Zweedy. She's on the throne of Ethiopia. Now, take it over here. You don't have a Shirley Chisholm. You don't have a Susie McKinley. You don't have a Oprah Winfrey, a Michelle Obama. You don't even have a damn Hillary Clinton that you're going to be access to for next November. What you have here is Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and, yes, Donald Trump. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's men, all the king's army cannot put a Humpty together again. So you got the same Masonic patriarchy of white power in the political life, and women don't even have a possible candidate to consider to sit on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in the white people's house. So I rest the case right there. Monique, you was getting ready to say something. I'm not sure what it was, but you have anything that you want to add, Queen Supreme?
No, 203. Okay, we're still here up here on the board, okay, and so far, you know, her mic is open. But however, I wanna ask 253 and 804 if any input that they got here on this podcast here this afternoon in response to what you said there, Mandela Khan. Okay, 253 and 804. Please chime in. Okay, you still there, Mandela Khan?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Okay, all righty. Yes, because I'm wondering, man, if they're up here messing with my algorithms here again. It's because, you know, Blog Talk Radio, you know, has done it before. Okay, but however, that there was a great, great knowledge that you dropped right there, Mandela Khan. Now, also, too, how do you feel about the reparations issues, you know, that is currently going on here in regard to people, you know, American descendants of slavery in this nation?
Actually, back in the day, I was a part of the ANRO, the African National Reparations Organization, and I went through the country, signed up over, I'd say, 2,000 people from my end alone, from the PAIN, the Pan-African Intelligence Network, working with the African People's Socialist Party and the People's International Democratic Uhuru Movement. And
mm-hmm.
we've done great work. And then, you know, we have NCOBRA, the National
right.
African Reparations Organization, right? They're available.
Yes, sir.
And we also know that from the past, we were supposed to be granted 40 acres and a mule, which was never granted. And then we, to
right.
today, we have those who are still petitioning for reparations. Now, let me say this, and I'm not saying
yes.
this in contradiction to none of that. It's about our birthrights now, all or nothing. We want all our shit back. And
mm-hmm.
that means that we're going to have to say this, divided we stand, together we all fall. Who in their right mind under the white power system would dare pay us a penny, let alone a $100 bill, when we all divided, when we all attacking each other internally, we're slaughtering each other, but we won't smack white power with a wet paper towel. Who will pay us one penny or a $100 bill? Same as with the 40 acres and the mule. We didn't get it because they went on another scorched earth policy of conquer and divide. Now, with reparations that was on the table, remember John Conyers was sitting in office before he passed away, and he was just kept putting forth
mm-hmm.
bills to bring it up, to discuss it, to discuss it, to discuss it. That was all filibuster,
mm-hmm.
procrastination. So what we're saying
mm-hmm.
from the matriarch and the Pan-African Intelligence Network, we know that you're not going,
mm-hmm.
the corporation, we know that you're not going, you didn't do the 40 acres and you know that. And now you're taking away our national democratic rights, our international democratic rights, so appalling, offensive, and reprehensible, we got to put a revolutionary demand that's so outlandish, but yet on time, we want all our shit back. We want all our birthrights back. We want everything that's ours. That means that from this day forward, once we come to power, that there's not a word, a sentence, or an action that an illegal alien European invader can say. We don't give a damn about your country. We don't give a damn about your law. Your thing is ruled without regard for law. You don't have no law. So what we're saying is that when it comes to us going east, west, north, and south, there's not nothing, not a sentence you can put forth to prevent us from going east, west, north, and south unhindered, unfettered. In that way, we will be free. We will also be able to rebuild whatever was wasted. If we look all over our countries and our nations, Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, many of our cities look like bombed out Syria, bombed out Afghanistan, right in the face of black legislature sitting on their asses in shitty council, right? Sitting right there in those stones
mm-hmm.
of death. So we're looking at a total global reset, a global reset, but we must set the standard right here. This is where we begin, because the eagle is the one that says, I'm the power of God. I got the power of life and death over the world. I can send Negroes and aircraft carriers and Black Hawk helicopters, and they're my attack dogs. They're my pit bulls. So as long as we got those kind of criminals riding with the eagle. And if you look at the war since Hitler died, World War I, World War II, you'll see that the only place that the eagle attacks is where African and indigenous people, South and Central America and Asia, they will not attack. And most of you blacks who's riding with Uncle Scam, can't you see that he won't authorize no military incursion, because it's the whole European world under the European Union, not the Jews, who said never again. It was them who, between World War One, World War Two, they said, wait, look at what we're doing. They were using these most vicious weapons to knock down all their cities, to rape and pillage and plunder. If we, the Africans, the Fighting 69, the Tuskegee Airmen, if all these buffaloes, if they had not intervened on behalf of white power, white people would have wiped each other out. So what they did, they said, never again can we use these kind of weapons on each other, but we will gang up our minority asses on the planet Earth and go against the majority of people on Earth. We're number one, the Chinese are number two, and the Indians over in India is number three, and number four is the Africans in South and Central America. So white power know that they're the minority. White power know that they're the illegal alien European invader, but they also know that they produce the most lethalest weapons ever produced on the planet. And if they use them, if they make them, they plan on using them. And if they make them, they plan on using them, not on themselves, they plan on using them on us. But we got the checkmate, slam dunk, touchdown. We got the high priestesses and the voodoo child. And we're here to say, burn, baby, burn. We're here to say, we're a team no fear over here. Fear is fake engineering altering reality. And that's all it is. It has no power over us now. So all we got to do is follow up with the high priestess, what she says, and that's unite based on principle unity. That's the quid pro quo. And we're going to get paid, but we're going to get paid by getting all of our shit back. All of our shit back. All of our shit back. All or nothing now. That's where we at.
Okay. Okay, now, Mandela Khan, now let me say this here and let me interject with this. Now, on some research that I've done, I believe when Hitler was coming to power over there in Nazi Germany and he had his staff with him, man, you know, Eichmann, Mengele, and those guys. And what I understand is for them, to what they did to the people that they put in the concentration camps, that they had studied the American ethos of segregation of the United States to implement their program against those that they put off into the concentration camps. And yeah, so most definitely, you know, that there was the, how should I say, the correlation of their white power, of how they looked at their other counterparts in the U.S., of how they were going to sit here and use these same methods to oppress others. And this is why that there was a gentleman that called up on one of my podcasts a while back talking about how he hates black women and what have you. And I think you had spoken with him or whatnot, but he would not be back on our podcast, is because we're expanding to definitely raise the conscious awareness, you know, of our people, not only here in the United States, but throughout the whole African diaspora. So we always are definitely giving a shout out, you know, to the other pro-black or and the other knowledgeable platforms as well, too, to unify these platforms, is because the knowledge that we drop, they're not going to play it on CNN. They're not going to play it on CBS. They're not going to play it on NBC, although they, each time that I produce one, I put a hashtag up there for them. So, you know, they may listen, but they're not going to comment. Is because there is no argument with undisputed truth. And this is like how I was telling that other gentleman on his show yesterday, Joe Gibson. I may give him a call back in, but I do want to say is that later on this afternoon, we will be producing a second episode very shortly with a guest that we're in the process of working on right now of how to eat to live. It's because what's going on with the food chain, of how they're putting in, you know, these lethal chemicals into the food chain, the way they're processing it, you see that there's an issue that has to be addressed as well, too. And then also, too, Mandela Khan, as you know, is that you got a lot of our women that are being kidnapped and a lot of our black girls that are missing. So we definitely, you know, got to voice some type of concern on that. And this is why all the black fathers out there that I advocate, they teach your children how to defend themselves, definitely protect these babies, is because they are harvesting the organs. I'm in the process of doing some research on that as well, too. I did state a couple of theories that I had, you know, on social media. And, of course, when I'm there in the Bay Area, as you know, that there's the cradle of social media over there. So quite naturally, of course, you know, they could do a lot of moving and shaking. It is a multi-trillion dollar industry over there. And then also, too, what I want to talk about is the homeless a little bit, too, in the Bay Area. And then there was a couple of mothers that went up there that took over a house that was abandoned, and they got served with an eviction notice. And then they said that everybody has the right, you know, to have affordable housing, and everybody and every human being has the right to be housed, to be up out of the elements, is because with a lot of our people being out here homeless, this here makes them vulnerable to these experimentations, particularly the children, the homeless children that you have out there. Yes, so we definitely, you know, want to emphasize on that, definitely, you know, protecting ourselves and what have you. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a brief intermission right here for about 5 minutes, and I'm going to play a classic here by the one and only Mr. Wes Montgomery in the meantime. Please stay tuned. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that there's the one and only Mr. Wes Montgomery there, Bumping on Sunset, you know, one of his biggest hits there in the mid-1960s right there. I remember it coming up as well. Now, also, too, what I want to emphasize a little bit on there, too, Mandela Khan, is when we look at the brutalization of the transatlantic slave trade. And now what I'm going in is that already, you know, with the chains, number one, also to another thing, you know, that white America or the European period fails to acknowledge was his brutalization of our people with that whip. You see, particularly, you know, with the black male, and then of course, as you know, the buck breaking of the black male, the castration of the black male. And as I stated on Old Boy's show yesterday, and where the fireworks really had hit is when I stated is that it's so much is that the reason why black men were castrated, it was not so much black men going after white women, but it was white women going after black men. And as you saw the motion picture Mandingo, well, if you don't do it to me, I'm going to go tell the master that you raped me. But at the same token, you know, this slave trader, you know, would take our woman, you know, the power of the matriarch, and violate and negotiate her at will. And then they try to look at us as men saying that we're not supposed to be upset about that. Now, just like the propaganda machine that was on there yesterday on that Joe's show, where they're going to sit up there and say, oh, well, you know, you guys weren't around and all that. You don't deserve no reparations, this, that, that, the other, you know, nobody's alive today was all that. But however, that shit is still perpetuated through the American ethos. And a classic example of this, of how the police murder unarmed black people, like what happened with Mr. Castile up there in Minnesota, just like what happened to Corrin Gaines there in Baltimore, what happened to Sandra Bland, you see? And that there is a bad reflection on us as men to keep up there letting us going on. And I appreciate it, you know, what Malcolm had stated in one of his speeches, I believe 1962 in Los Angeles, where he's saying that the most unprotected person in this hemisphere is the black woman. Could you elaborate on that there, Mr. Mandela Khan?
Yes, and if you noticed yesterday, I think of one of the beasts that you were speaking of that came to your program. He was on yesterday, and he said that black women is hoes, and I snapped, and I went off. I dug in their ass behind that, and I will continue to do
yes,
so.
Yes, sir.
If you say or act or do anything against the African people, particularly the women and children, I will mop these goddamn streets with you today. So, having said that,
yes, sir,
let me look and reflect on what's happening now as we relate
yes,
to
sir.
What happened from the Genesis. And if you look at it, Mother Earth is the number one commodity. Number two is the African woman's womb. Number three is the African
mm-hmm.
man's phallus. Number four is melanin. Melanin is now, I believe, about $390 or $400 per gram. Now, if you look at gold, diamond,
mm-hmm.
silver, and oil, that's 5, 6, 7, 8. Gold, diamond, silver, and
mm-hmm.
oil is not as important as the first four commodities that white power must have in order to give them life. They must have control. In other words, these minority, illegal alien, European invader beasts, they must have control
mm-hmm.
of Mother Earth in order for them to have
mm-hmm.
confidence and influence. And it's so unfortunate
right.
that there's no commodities in Europe. So they have to venture outside
mm-hmm.
of their white plagues, outside of
right.
the light ages, because there was no dark ages until they came into our hemisphere. There was no black plagues until they came and spread their germ biological chemical warfare. So we are suffering
yes,
from
sir.
The consequences of a out-and-out piracy takeover by the illegal alien European invaders. Now, the number one commodity next to Mother Earth is the mother of all, and that's the African indigenous 666, the original blueprint, the carbon that created all
mm-hmm.
black men and white men. That's the African woman. Now, the reason why she is being mistreated, and much of it by our own hands because of our MK Ultra mind control we're under white power. We are the most vicious to our women and children, but we won't smack white power with a wet paper towel. Now, a strange thing happened. White women didn't get rights from white men. There's not a white woman on the planet that can testify. She will testify, but she won't testify that Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, the Clintons, the Bushes, they didn't give them rights. The white woman and this feminist movement, they recognized that it was the African matriarch that was running the world from Mother Earth. It was the African matriarch who was the highest deity, the highest form of life on the planet. And at that time, when the European invaders conquered America, that discovered that at that time, none of their white women could vote, drink, or smoke in public. And she better not look at Shabaka or Mandelakine or Shaka as though she wanted to have a sexual ride like the Lone Ranger rode Trigger, his horse, right? So, in essence, it was illegal for a white woman to even have access to media. If you notice through the history of America, there's plenty of cases where white people were in arms and they hung many of us strange fruit and burned us. And then they even burned their own white women just for the thought of having sex with a black man. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. It's for fear of genetic annihilation. They know that if two white people make a child, the child going to be recessive and remain white. But they also know that if I mess with a white woman, that's a black child. And if a white man messes with a black woman, that's a black child. So we can breed ourselves into power by interacting. So their number one thing is that they didn't want that, but then a strange thing happened, Jungle Fever. And if you remember Jungle Fever, people go look at the movie again, you'll see where the Italian man, he beat the hell out of his daughter, kicked her out of the village because she had sex with Wesley Snipes in that movie, Jungle Fever. Now, what it is that the white man knows that he can never be the number one population on the planet. He knows that he has no power. The only power he has is the Big Bang Theory, the cannon, the fire-breathing shit, the caterpillars that blow smoke, and the atomic bombs. That's the only thing. And the reason he did that was he had to scientifically duplicate thunder and lightning. Well, we heard thunder and lightning for millions of years, and our villages were always intact. Our ghettos, our barriers were always intact after a rainstorm or thunder and lightning. But he created a way, based off of our knowledge, and based off the Chinese using their explosions for celebrations, then the white man said, look, well, the African said pi over 6 equals square MC this. And then the Chinese said that this here will cause combustion. Well, let us create something where we can fight these Africans off, where we can put them on the run. So they came up with weapons, boom, bang, boom, bang. And when we looked around, me and Shabaka said, damn, where did Raheem Jose Jr. and Aaliyah go? Magic. They disappeared, made us disappear by using their magic of white power. So in essence, what we're saying here is that we can't be wiped out. It don't matter. We're like roaches. We're like rats. We're like flies. We're like mosquitoes. And for the first time in the history of the world, the white woman, she wants to get at it. And she's telling her Tarzan, she's telling her Lone Ranger, she's telling her Superman that you have no control over my pussy ever again. And I'll give it to who I want to, even if it's Shabaka, even if it's Mandelakine or Shaka. That's a great revelation. That's a great revelation for the reason being that the white man can't kill everybody. And he can't wipe out everybody. If anything, he'll self-destruct. This is what's happening, people.
Right.
So we have to be aware of where we've done got to now. And now we have this rainbow coalition under Adam and Steve, this transgender. Adam and Steve and Mary and Eve, another concoction, and they used Barack Insane, the mad bomber. You know, the other people say, don't ask, don't tell, the other presidents, keep it on the down low, keep it in the closet. But then they used this fall guy to come in, and then they said, look, here's a way that we can help make sure that not many black babies are born. We got to turn Raheem Jose and Junebug into Rahima, Hosea, and Gene Love, mm-hmm. right? Only they got the love of other men. So now, for the first mm-hmm. time in the history of education, our children, since Barack and St. Obama, have to be taught how to give each other oral sex and sodomize each other, and we don't have our freedom, justice, and total independence. We're here to say, not on our watch, not in our name, we're going to stand true to this one, and we're going to win. This is no way that we're going to allow this to go down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. All right, Mandela Khan, that is what Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances is all about. It's about our people dropping knowledge from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, okay, we're going to thank you so very, very much for tuning in today on Blog Talk Rumble. However, the host of the other podcast and his people, they did not show up. Okay, so that there tells me already that they don't have too many, too much of a ground to stand on. It's because I noticed on that podcast, all we get is just a bunch of yelling and what have you. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be having another podcast coming up shortly that we will be producing. Yeah, go ahead, Mandela Khan.
What I'd like to do, just remind again, at 7 p.m. East Coast time, all hands on deck. We want you to call in, and if you're in a sector mm-hmm. in a computer, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Time mm-hmm. We Live In Today, / Joe Gibson, from the Congo to the Bongo. But if you're in
right.
the vicinity, dial 657-383-0616 at 7 p.m. East Coast time. That's 657-383-0616. And don't be afraid. Push one. And we need each other now. This is a heavy, heavy burden.
Yes, sir.
And we need all
yes,
hands
sir.
On deck. You know, there's no big eyes, no little U's. I'm the same as you. You're the same as me. But we must come together
mm-hmm.
in voice and in actions, and soon in these mean, mean streets of America. So much love, much respect to each and every one of you.
All right, thank you, Mandela Khan. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, okay, we got a caller here out the area code 804 with the last 4404. Do you have anything to say?
No, I think Mandela Khan just said about all. He said everything.
Okay, who is this here we're talking to here?
My name is Donna Price.
Oh, yes.
Okay, Ms.
Donna.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All righty. Okay. Well, Mr. Donna, do you have anything that you want to say in our closing time that we're getting ready to go off on air right here? And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, we're getting ready to produce another episode called Eat to Live. We're going to be doing this here in association with Mr. Jonathan Bourne Jackson. Okay. Okay. So you have any closing statements there, Sister Donna? We definitely appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, I just want to touch base on the birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about that, doing a lot of research on that there as well. So I'm going to be dropping some knowledge on that, is because a lot of people, Mandela, kind of dropping knowledge that the birth certificate is actually a share of stock in the corporation called the United States of America, I believe.
Well, actually, not only the birth certificate and the Social Security. We have millions of dollars in our name, in our trust, that's being used in our name. And at mm-hmm. birth, we're already worth over something like a million. Now, what they do, they mm-hmm. run two accounts. One is, I forget the names, but we can have access to both of them. But we must do it in a collective. Now, every now and then, you'll get somebody that peeks through, and they make it through. But we got to do this on a collective, because the birth certificate is a product of the Vatican of Rome. And it is a corporation of England with the Social Security.
Okay.
And under those exchanges, those names, our names, are being used as trading blocks to say that in our name, the land under which we stand is their corporate entity. In other words, we are their slaves, and they mm-hmm. are the bosses, and any debt, we are the credit under the land, because
mm-hmm.
they know the land is ours, and they use that birth certificate, and they stamp it with a seal of approval that gives them the authority to use our accounts for their benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, that's where the birthrights come in, because they did not get our authorization, just like the Constitution. If you look at the Constitution, not even the white woman was there. The Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights, it was all the Fondling Fathers and the Klansmen who set up these Ponzi schemes of monopoly, corruption, and greed. And when you look at it, that if the white woman wasn't there, then were the African and indigenous people there when they set up this Constitution and what have you? No. So they want to tell us that we're all inclusive, and yet we put in amendments to a Constitution. No. That's where you kind of run that bait and switch, because first of all, you had no authority from us to give a birth certificate. You had no authority from us to give a Social Security card. You had no authority from us to write yourselves as a Constitution. And then when you look at what you've done, what you've actually done is you've asked me out of my whole birthright and our right to life more abundantly. So having put that on the table the way it really, really is, we asked them, when you came into our shores, did you have a green card, a visa, a passport? Did you have those papers, articles, and things for your movement to be free? Hell no, you didn't. So we're saying that we must control those papers now for our own ambition and declare our birthrights to be able to move east, west, north, and south, unhindered, unfettered, and to open all trades, all banks, all accounts, all commodities, and to be returned back to the hands of the mothers, grandmothers, and the great-grandmothers. That's our revolutionary demand. So we're not going to hear none of this shit about, well, it says here in the country, it's where your birth certificate is and your Social Security. They look, but you're hiding the truth, and we are unearthing the truth, and it's coming out, and many, many people know about it. You can go to, I don't know what website it is when it comes to the birth certificate. Matter of fact, all you got to do is go in your phone and tell your phone, find me the birth certificates and the relativity to myself. Go into your phone, find me the Social Security Administration and the relative to myself, and you'll get all that knowledge on what it is, and how they use it. And then at the end of the year, at the end of your 60 years life expectancy, you'll see that they're taking the Social Security account, raping it and pillaging it and plundering it. And if they would actually do it the way it's supposed to, each and every person should get no less than $3,000 a month if you reach a Social Security age. They'll tell you that you can get a cutoff at $1,200, $1,300, what have you. But they are stealing the Social Security from the people off the principal and interest and telling us that we deserve, after you reach 65 or 60 or whatever the hell, you deserve just a certain amount of such and such and such. It's the same as when we pay taxes. Taxation without representation is tyranny. They're taking our taxes and using our taxes to destroy us, and then they're having secret meetings in the city council where you go to the budgetary hearings, and if we take any of us into there, Shabaka and Queen Donna and what have you, we go in there and say, well, look, we got a wasted city in Wilmington or Chester or Philadelphia. We need $500,000 so we can fix up the community and plant some vegetables and sort. Go all test a lie and say, what are y'all talking about? We have no appropriations. We have no allocations. We have no budgets. That's where we got their ass for treason, insubordination, and sedition. Because they are lying. They have our tax dollars. They have our birth certificate. They have our Social Security. And they are taxing us without representation. So don't you tell nobody. Plus, y'all print this goddamn shit. You know what I mean? Y'all print these Federal Reserve notes. And just think, if me and you printed just $10 bills, we wouldn't even be on the phone now talking if we could print $10 bills, right?
Yeah.
So don't tell us you ain't got no budget. There's both budgets that misappropriated, misapplied away from us. Now we must reconstitute our birthrights so that we can get those appropriations and allocations to the people which really they deserve. You know, we already paid the price in blood, sweat, and tear, equity for where we are now. Now we must come together and recall, reclaim, reacquire our birthrights, and that will be all our shit, all inclusive. So that's what I can say about that. Sorry for the long answer.
No problem.
Okay, no, but that's all good, man, Downey. Yeah, yeah, go ahead, sister.
Okay, what else? One something else I wanted to bring up also. Social media.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Social media is just getting all our information and everything.
Oh, yes, ma'am, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Well, one thing about that, Mother,
that is big.
We have an advantage with social media. If you go to FCC, radio and TV, 10, 6, and 3, BET, C-SPAN, CNN, Fox, they can tell a bunch of lies, and if you watch news, but there's no way that we can interact. There's no way that we can respond to some of that lies, and that news is not news, it's blues. It's nothing truthful coming off the TV. But we use social media to interact. We use social media to interject. We use social media to object to what's going on. And if we can remember, we can use social media to transform the society because that's all we have. And besides, they listen to everything that's being said. So ain't no secret. Ain't no clandestine movement. We might think that, well, they're watching us. They've been watching us. Ain't nothing new. You know,
right.
You watch television. You go buy them big screen TVs,
right.
Them flat screen, these phones. They all got chips in them. If they want to say, well, look, what time Mandelicon get up? Oh, he got up at 9 o'clock. What, did he like boys, little girls? Do he like pork chops or whatever? Ain't no secrets. Ain't no secrets. So we're saying we must speak truth to power and speak it live and in living color because we know you watching. We know that you got your listening devices. We know that you got all this fiber optics all up on these poles and all this smart stuff that's supposed to be recognizing your identification just while walking down the damn street. You know, we already know that. So what we got to do is let them know, yeah, we know you watching, but guess what? We watching you too. That's it.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's real talk on that there, Mandelicon. And then to prove your point even further, and then look at all the trillions upon trillions of dollars that social media is bringing in. And when you're handling that amount of wealth right there, you are definitely doing some moving and shaking, and particularly there in the Bay Area where social media is based at. You got all these high-rises that is going up. You're having no affordable housing whatsoever. You got more and more people living out there in the streets, and then you got more and more people living in tents in the city parks. And then the cities of Oakland and San Francisco are coming up here with these no good politicians passing all these ordinances, you know, that you can't occupy the city park between midnight and noon, or I'm sorry, between midnight and dawn. So what's going to happen to these people out there all night being exposed, you know, once again, as we have said it in regard to our children coming up missing, making people more and more vulnerable to that type of stuff right there. Then the same thing with the organ harvesting, which you got. Yeah, you see, there's part of your market right there. You see what I mean? You know, the homeless out there. You see what I mean? And Lord knows what happens, man, you know, with all kind of disease that's coming along out there with that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, on that, we're going to sign off on this episode right here, Blog Dog Rumble. The individuals who this show actually was made for did not show up for obvious reasons. And then we just went on and had a great day today with Mandelicon dropping a great deal of knowledge. And we definitely will be posting some more episodes coming up. We will be doing another episode later on this afternoon. Please stay tuned, and we're going to sign off here with the one and only Mr. Miles Davis playing one of his classics called Milestone.